Good morning, everybody. This is Gina talking into a microphone, drinking coffee. This is the former fat kid, forever introvert podcast. I hope you all are doing well. I just had recorded a podcast, but somehow it disappeared, so here I am doing it again. Maybe this time it'll sound more coherent. So I'm sitting here with my coffee, thinking about my recent diet. Actually, it's not really a diet. I call it a lifestyle now because this is basically my life now. I see myself eating this way for the rest of my life. It's changed my life. It's made me see food differently. It is the ketogenic diet. How has this changed me? Well, I've read so many stories about people doing it, and it's changed their life as well. Not only have they lost weight, they've reversed their illnesses. People have just been mentally better and physically, mentally. Just in all areas of their life, they've got more motivation to do things. They've got more energy, mental clarity. It's just super cool that just eating better helps you. Food has become medicine now instead of just, oh, I'm gonna eat this because it tastes good. So, I'm changing my thoughts about food, even though my whole life up until last year, food has been a comfort. When my mom had a stroke when I was 12 years old, it was a hard time for me. I've been through a lot of traumatic things in my life, but that was number one because it was as if she had died and a stranger had taken over her body. And I had to fill a void. I thought she was gone. I thought someone had taken over her body and she was gone. And when that happened, we had just moved to a new state. My dad had taken a new job somewhere. And he was busy doing his job, so he was a pastor, and me and my brother got thrown around to different houses. Different people in the church took care of us and fed us and made sure we were okay. So, food was my comfort, and it's always been that way. Growing up, of course, is super awkward when you're a larger person. Like I've said before, you get a certain size and clothes start to look really tacky. I'm sure things have changed now because people are more open to larger people and styles of clothing. There's even whole clothing stores for plus size. But when I was growing up, it wasn't. I wore pretty ugly, cheap clothes from Walmart. So, being larger, you get made fun of. And then you also get made fun of for wearing cheap, ugly clothes from Walmart. So, because I didn't have friends, I had moved away from my friend group, so I had to make new friends. It was in the middle of the school year. Of course, that's the worst time to be in school. Tried to make friends, but I didn't really make the best friends. Half of them were, I mean, it was middle school, and half of them did drugs, and I was just really naive, and I didn't know what was going on. So, What I looked forward to every day was eating food. I remember getting a calendar of the month's cafeteria food, daily food specials. I would take that calendar home and just think about all the food and was looking forward to that. I didn't even want to sit in the cafeteria because I was all alone. People are mean for no reason. Like, I remember someone coming up to me and saying, "Oh, I know where you live." And, like, one time, apparently someone had a hit list and I was on it. I don't know. I think people are just trying to be intimidating and stupid for no reason. So eventually I started eating in the library or in the bathroom or just hiding in the bathroom. Just eating by myself because I wanted somewhere quiet so I could be alone. And that being an introvert, you want to get away and be alone, and that's your sanctuary is your alone place. You can get away from the people, you can finally relax and be yourself because being around people is exhausting when you're an introvert. And that's the way it's been my whole life. I can't be around people too long or I just get exhausted. So, food, yes. My favorite foods growing up, Little Debbie snacks, cereal. I could eat bowls and bowls of cereal. I loved hot dogs with cheese, mayonnaise, pickle relish. I loved peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Sometimes I would make double decker ones. Just anything comforting. Cheese, macaroni and cheese, bagel bites, pizza rolls, those microwaved meals. We had a lot of those because my mom, when she had a stroke, she couldn't cook for us. And my dad didn't really cook. Sometimes the church would bring over dishes of food like once a week. And then also once a week we went to church supper on Wednesday nights. So we did get real food occasionally, but most of the time it was convenient microwave meals and sandwiches. We always had sandwiches growing up. I guess that's an American thing, sandwiches and chips and all that stuff. Little Debbie snack cakes and juice. Oh my gosh. My mom loved giving me orange juice, and I loved the kind with the pulp in it. I didn't realize until much later that juice is just sugar water. If you eat an orange, eating an orange is at least better for you because it has all the fiber in it, but we've taken the healthy fruits and we've mixed them up, taken away all the fiber and concentrated it into sugar water, which isn't good. But growing up, I thought it was healthy. I also thought big bowls of oatmeal were healthy. My mom would make me that. And I always wondered why I got incredibly hungry like 2 hours later after eating a bowl of oatmeal, because it said, "Oh, it makes you full for hours." But I never got full with oatmeal. I never understood why it always left me hungry. Toast. I love toast. My mom would make me hot chocolate and toast in the morning. I remember that specifically growing up. I remember watching cartoons with cereal and my toast and juice and all of those carby things made me hungry 2 hours later. And that's because It turns to sugar in your body and it burns out fast. But if you have a breakfast that contains fats, then you're gonna burn fat slower. And that's good. But I didn't know this until last year. So, you know, you live and learn, don't you? It might take you years to learn the right thing, but once you do, something sticks. And I think I've changed my ways now. I see food as fuel now. Sure, it still tastes good. I still eat delicious foods, which helps people stay on this diet or way of eating. I mean, I'm eating delicious fatty meat, cheese, coffee with cream. I can't give up on my coffee. Vegetables with roasted vegetables with fat on it. Brussels sprouts with bacon. I mean, who wouldn't love that? And it's good for you. I think people need to get over the fear of fat. I think people are starting to come around, but it's hard because, I mean, we're flooded with images of advertising with sugar and starchy things, all the processed stuff. People want you to buy it, buy it, buy it right now. You know, you've heard before that going into the grocery store, you want to stick to the outer circle. You want to stick to the meats, the vegetables, all the natural things. All the processed foods are in the middle aisles. So they always tell you, don't shop in the middle aisles, shop around the outside. And that's true. That's where all the real food is, around the outside of the middle aisles. I mean, there are a few exceptions, but mostly you want to eat whole foods. You want to eat real food. If it's got a label on it, chances are you shouldn't be eating it. Simple as that. But I mean, you can occasionally. I mean, no one's perfect. Everybody's gonna have a bite of something here or there. Nobody's gonna eat perfect. I mean, I actually had some sugar a couple days ago because for some reason I was craving a cookie and the recipe called for brown sugar and I had brown sugar in my cabinet and I was like, well, this cookie's not gonna taste the same if I don't add the brown sugar. So I added it. So I made one, and then I made another one, and then I ate some more. Basically, when you have sugar, it makes you want more and more and more and more and more. So you just keep eating forever until you feel sick. And you start hating that feeling after a while. You just start hating yourself. I mean, have you ever had food guilt? It's not a fun thing. I actually had a problem in my past with binging and then purging. Not a happy time in my life. I don't think I was ever consistent with it, but once I knew that I could get rid of my food by purging, I was like, wow, I can eat and then get rid of it and then I'm fine? What? Guess where I learned how to do that? Oh, on TV. Lifetime movies. Did you ever watch those Lifetime movies about eating disorders? Yeah. That's where I learned how to purge. I was jealous of. I was kind of fascinated by eating disorders in my teen years. Because anorexic people had such control over their food, and I was like, man, I wish I had control. And I tried to do it. I tried to be in control. But the only thing I could do was binge, eat a lot of carbs. You know what's funny is you can't really binge on meat. I think if I tried to eat like a ton of meat, I wouldn't get very far. But you can binge on carbs. What does that tell you? Like, you can eat and eat and eat carbs forever, but if you try to binge on non-carby foods, it's like, yeah, I've had enough. It seems crazy. It's like that carby food makes you want more. But the non-carby food, the meats, you don't have to overeat them, and your body kind of tells you when you're full. Fats make you full. Fats make you satisfied, and that's what our body needs. We need the fats. So don't be afraid of fats, people. Yeah, like I said, used to have problem binging and purging. I don't have that problem anymore. It kind of, when I started eating low carb, I didn't really have a binging problem anymore. Until I had a cheat meal, and that made me want more and more and more. So that tells you that changing your diet can have an effect. Well, it did for me anyway. I don't know if it does for everyone. Yep. Anyway, enough about that. Oh, I guess I could say the ketogenic diet I started last year, and now it is May, and I'm almost at my goal weight now. I was 165 pounds. I'm 5'5", so I'm not really that tall, so I had a bunch to lose. Got down to, well, I'm 127 now. So this is the lowest I've ever weighed, and I don't think I could ever do this without the ketogenic diet. Because every other diet I've tried has made me go off the rails. Now, I do sometimes get tempted to go off plan and eat all the bad things for me, but anytime I do, it's like you enjoy it for like 5 seconds and then you start hating yourself and you feel bad for eating it. Does that make me want to go back to the way I was eating before? No, it does not, because I realized that those foods made me feel terrible. And I want to eat foods that make me feel my best. Growing up as a fat kid, I got used to ignoring my body's signals. You just numb out and you just, doesn't matter if you're full, you just keep eating and keep eating because you like that comforting feeling of chewing and swallowing and that feeling of fullness in your belly when you've been through traumatic things. It's what helps you. And it doesn't matter if your stomach hurts. You want that feeling of fullness and satisfaction. But the thing is, carbs don't satisfy for long, so you have to keep eating more. I'm just so relieved now that I don't have to eat all the time. If you're eating fats, you don't need to eat all the time. I'm sitting here with this coffee. I put MCT oil and cream in it. It's probably gonna keep me full for till the it's 9:30 a.m. now. It'll probably keep me full till the afternoon. It's just relieving not to be controlled by food. Yep. 'Cause I still legit have a food addiction, I feel like. I know it's all in my head, because physically I'm not wanting it, but psychologically, I'm just all about food. I love cooking. I love talking about food. I love watching food videos. It's neat. But I'm not completely controlled by it anymore. And it feels good. No, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a dietitian, so if you want to go on the ketogenic diet, use with caution. Maybe talk to your doctor. Or maybe don't talk to your doctor because some doctors do not recommend it. But you gotta do what works for you. You gotta take your health into your own hands. For the longest time, I ignored my health. I never saw a doctor. My dad, being a Christian man, he used prayer to help. He didn't ever want to go to the doctor, and he was cheap, so he led by example that going to the doctor didn't really help things unless there was an emergency, you know. But being an introvert, I was learned to stay quiet and just not think about my health because my mom's health was the most important and getting her better. And as an introvert, I always hid in the shadows of other people. I wasn't important. I let other people be important. And now that I'm taking control of my health, I'm like, you know, I deserve to treat myself with respect. And it's taken me years and years to get to this point. I can't believe that I'm 33 now, and this is where I'm at now, and I should have learned this a long time ago. I guess just when you've been fat your whole life, you get used to being treated like a second-class citizen. It sucks because you're not normal and you're not good enough. But you really are. And I mean, I could have learned this when I was bigger. It's all in your mind because even now that I'm smaller, I still think of myself as the fat kid. And I still have this mindset that I'm not important, but I have to rethink and realize that I deserve to be treated with respect. I deserve to treat myself with respect, and I need to change the mindset, change the things that I say to myself in my head. That's the hardest thing because we can treat everybody else nice, but if we're saying horrible things to ourselves in our head, how is that helping? How is that helping us grow and change? So, if you get a chance, write yourself a letter. Sit down and just compliment yourself. Give yourself a break. Sit down, take a break. Tell yourself what you like about yourself. Maybe if you do this every day, it'll become second nature and you'll really start to look at yourself and compliment yourself and treat yourself with respect. put good things in your body. You know, good stuff. Anyway, I think that's a good time to stop this podcast right now. I hope you guys have a great day. Signing off.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.